Hi, she said. Her voice wasn't much more than a whisper.
Hey, I told her. I thought you were waiting for your mom.
I was, she said. I am. But I'm kind of messed up. She waved her hand gingerly at herself. I wanted to clean up a little, but they won't let me use the bathroom in Nelson's room. I was hoping I could borrow yours just for a minute.
It would have been easier to dropkick a puppy than to turn the kid away.
Sure, I said. Just keep it quiet, okay?
I stepped back into the room, and Molly followed me, pausing to scratch Mouse behind the ears. She looked past me to the open floor space and the things I had set out.
What are you doing? She asked.
Magic, I said. What does it look like I'm doing? She smiled a little.
Oh, right. I waved a hand at my materials.
I'm going to try to prevent another attack from hurting anyone.
Can you do that? She asked.
Maybe, I said. I hope so.
I can't believe. I mean, I knew there were things out there, but my friends. Rosie.
Her lower lip quivered, and her eyes filled with tears that didn't quite fall. I didn't have much I could say to comfort her. I'm going to stop it from happening again, I said quietly. I'm sorry I didn't move fast enough the first time. She looked down again and nodded without speaking. She swallowed several times. Listen, I told her quietly. This is serious stuff. You need to talk about it. Not with me, I added as she looked up at me. With your mom. Molly shook her head.
She isn't.
Molly, I sighed. Life can be short and cruel. You saw that last night. You got to look at the kind of thing your dad deals with all the time. She didn't respond. I said quietly, even knights can die, Molly. Shiro did. It could happen to Michael, too. She lifted her head abruptly, staring at me as if in shock. How does that make you feel? I asked. She chewed on her lip.
Scared.
It scares your mom, too. It scares her a lot. She deals with it by holding on hard to the people around her, maybe too hard sometimes. That's why you feel like she's trying to keep you a little kid. She probably is. But it isn't because she's a control freak. It's because she loves you all so much. You, your dad, your family. And she's frightened that something bad could happen. She's desperate to do everything she can to keep you all safe. Molly didn't look up or respond. Life is short, I said. Too short to waste it on stupid arguments. I'm not saying your mom is perfect, because God knows she isn't. But my God, Molly, you've got the kind of family people like me would kill for. You think they'll always be there later, but they might not be. Life doesn't give you any guarantees. I let that sink in for a minute, and then said, I promised your dad that I'd ask you to talk to her. I told him I'd do my best to get the two of you to work things out. She looked up at me, crying now, silently. More dark makeup trailed down her cheeks. Will you sit down with her, Molly? Talk. She took a shaking breath and said,
I don't know if it'll do any good. We've said so much.
I can't force you to do it. No one can do that but you. She sniffled for a moment.
It won't do any good.
I don't expect miracles. Just try to talk to her, please. She took a breath and then nodded once. Thank you, I said. She tried to smile once and hovered outside the bathroom door for a moment more.
Molly, I asked, are you okay?
She nodded, but she didn't move either. I frowned.
Something you want to say?
She looked up at me for just a second.
No, she said then and shook her head. No, it's nothing, really. Thank you. I won't be long.
She stepped into the bathroom, shut the door, and locked it. The shower started a moment later.
Wow, Bob said from behind me, somehow inserting a leer into the word. I didn't realize you liked them quite that.
Fresh, Harry,
I glared at him. What?
Did you see the body on her?
Magnificent rack.
Blonde Nautic babage, but all pierced and dressed in black, which means she's probably into at least one kind of kink, and all tender and emotional and vulnerable to boot. Taking her clothes off right here in your room.
Kink? You don't... Look, there's no way to... I sputtered. No, Bob, just no. For crying out loud, she's 17.
Better move quick then, Bob said, before anything starts to droop. Taste of perfection while you can, that's what I always say.
Bob.
What?
He said. That isn't how things are.
Not now, Bob said. But you go get in that shower with her, and you've got your own personal cable TV erotic movie come true.
I rubbed at the bridge of my nose.